Okay, okay, the pixies have granted me passage. Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show. We triumph over all obstacles. In fact, we use every kerfuffle as an incentive to experiment. Yes. So it is the confluencing of allies. We need everybody now. As you know, we are in Fund Drive, which we will acknowledge. But to begin with, Dr. Ford's counsel says, we are profoundly disappointed that after the tremendous sacrifice she made in coming forward, those directing the FBI investigation were not interested in seeking the truth. However, we are. Woof, woof. Awoo. Anger into wrath. The wrathful Dakinis are awaiting our invitation to come on in. So our astro-mytho-cultural hijinks dance partner is longtime ally Linda Wolf. I love the quote from Alyssa Milano's character. Powers of the witches rise, course unseen across the skies. Come to us who call you near, come to us and settle here. So Linda Wolf is the founding member of Teen Talking Circles, and through Teen Talking Circles is a pioneer of reviving much-needed old tradition. That's part of all of our dynamic, to reach into our backpack of affinities and bring old things alive in a new way. So as she does in a new modern vernacular. In 2006, through Teen Talking Circles, she became the recipient of a 7-year Angel Fund grant from the Rudolf Steiner Foundation. Yay, philanthropists! She will be a guest this New Moon Monday on my ongoing Trickster Training Council, the subscription to which we are offering in this fund drive, right? So Linda Wolf has authored 4 books featuring her photography, Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen Memory Book, Daughters of the Moon, Sisters of the Sun, Young Women and Mentors on the Transition to Womanhood, Global Uprising, Confronting the Tyrannies of the 21st Century, Stories from a New Generation of Activists, and we go, yes, and we just shout out, let tyranny be terrified, come on, we're gonna, and Speaking and Listening from the Heart, the Art of Facilitating Teen Talking Circles, and a documentary, I Am a Full Woman, of women around the world. Her site is lindawolf.net. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Carolyn. Thank you.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Well, that's great. And then let me just do my responsible pitching, and then we will to and fro. It's all one seamless thing, may it be. But yes, you have kindly accepted my invitation to be the guest on this coming Monday night's New Moon Trickster Training Council, in which we are animating our liberating, revelatory, tracking, detective, storytelling, trickster, wrathful, Dakini, coyote, rah, 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 rah. And we are offering, you can jump in, oh, dedicated listeners and teammates, we need everybody, the more, the merrier, and effective, the magic. So we're offering Trickster Training Council seasonal membership. It's 3 months for a pledge of $200. That's actually what it costs. There you go. We're just donating this thing. And you can jump in for 3 months, and you can be there this Monday with Linda Wolf, in which we will tease forth even more than what we cover this hour. And you can have that for a pledge of $200 by calling 1-800-439-5732. Or donating online securely at kpfa.org. And, you know, just for the fun of it, Linda, I mean, I won't reveal your secrets, but I was looking at your chart, born on the same day as Stormy Daniels on St. Patrick's Day, right, in which I said St. Patrick is kind of like a secret wrathful Dakini, the underlying, under the patriarchal story of him being, you know, grumpy, driving snakes out and stuff, that he is given a cup of poisoned wine at a dinner, and he holds the poisoned wine up to the light, and the poison rises to the top, and he blows it off like froth on a Guinness, and then quaffs the drink and toasts everyone, including those who tried to poison him, causing the elders to go, a real druid initiate. Go. So you have that in your birthday, you wise rascal. Isn't that fun that you are allied with the forces of what can metabolize poison? You and Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And so I wasn't, you know, and I was looking at your chart. I know your beautiful website is your photography, and I was looking at your chart. You might want to get a reading. Speaking of which, I'm offering one astrological reading with me for a wild card pledge of $1,000 by calling 1-800-439-5732. More on that later. But you are so in the now, really. It's beautiful that your vision and what you want to put forth is so embraced by the collective. And we just wish you a big sigh of, like, you've made it to the, you know, metaphoric cultural climate, to address the actual climate where, you know, the deepest soulful part of you is really welcome. So can we breathe with you on that, going, oh, well done.
I'm sure my daughter's mother, who are listening right now, are breathing as well. A sigh of relief.
Well, right. Well, we are gathering to breathe. And to compost conniption fits, and to metabolize poison, and to cultivate our defiant, plucky jauntiness, or our defiant, jaunty pluckiness, whatever that is. So the power of story, breathing, metabolizing. Yes, absolutely. Well, you've been doing this great work, and it's how I kind of refound you on Facebook, going, what a lucid, great voice Linda Wolf is. We know each other. That's really great. So anywhere you want to dive in, you know, you started off your missive on Facebook, you know, this is what women and men allies around the world are doing, confronting with grace, honesty, and truth those in powerful positions. Do you want to dive in there?
Sure. I think this is a time. Well, first, I want to thank you very much for having me, and I think that I love your sense of humor and your articulate way of describing life and what we live through, how we're living. It has helped me, knowing you, to be able to bring in some of the phrases that you come up with that just really sum up, just sum things right up. So I thank you for that. And I think that going off of the oligarchy, malarkey, archy emails that we, or chats that we threw back and forth at each other about the patriarchy and all of that, it caused me to look up patriarchy. And in the process, the day before yesterday, I found the word chiarchy, which I still don't know a good way to pronounce it, but it fulfilled a need in me that went beyond patriarchy, matriarchy, the whole idea of the paradigm shift between power over to power with, because it brought to fore the more complex lives that we live and the many differences we have in terms of, on one level, we may have what I would call privileges that others don't have. And on another level, we may be oppressed and it would betray and be betrayed. So I really enjoyed looking at that new definition of who we are as human beings, multifaceted in this feminist kind of intersectional dynamic between age and race and culture and sexual orientation and family and money and, you know, where we live and who we know and all of that. It brought me to a greater depth of understanding in terms of the complexity that we're dealing with today.
Well, who brought what to this renaissance? And of course, in my dedication to the trickster within us all, I love David Grimes saying, the only archy we really like is malarkey. Malarkey-archy. And there we go. And it is a wonderful ally, Robinette Kennedy, saying, what if the idea of matriarchy is a patriarchal concept? Meaning, you know, again, everybody calm down, as opposed to actual equality, which would look like a matriarchy because it's so out of balance, But that's really our aspirational democracy and this kind of rousing, defiant woof. And it's not a done deal. It's not a done deal. Jornes Trickster is still there. Everything we do, I love Terry Pratchett saying magic is easy. You just find the fulcrum and push. So part of our cahooting, right, is that here we are invisible, right, and working with the invisible. You know, and inviting everybody not to expect and therefore be disappointed, but to, you know, again, part of what radio is so great at, and again, your work and with the beauty of images, is to spiral into group mind, expanded wisdom and tolerance and encouragement to do good against all odds, against all odds. So that's what we want to do, you know, radio magic and photography magic and the deeper dedication. So, yeah, and always the word magic, you know, word privilege means private law. Privé is private, legis is law. And so we want to compost things. There we go. Yeah, and the equal dance. You know, when we were speaking backstage, you know, I was saying there's so much that is heartening in the chart of now, you know, just as people come to KPFA and people come to the Visionary Activist Show to gain heart. So do I. And, you know, again, going, cooperators are standing by. It's not just what it looks like. We come to diagnose the horror. That's the mirror part. And then to change the mirror into a window. Look how beautiful it could be. And then to turn the window into a door. Let's go there. So so much of your storytelling and convening circles and then wafting beautiful photographs or powerful photographs. Well, your chart says that you see in the dark. So do you think that you represent, you give visible form to that which is often invisible?
Wow. I would love you to do PR for me in the future, if you don't mind.
I certainly could, yes.
I think that I live as a Pisces, I think, maybe a little bit. Happens in that respect, that watery realm. I think I live a lot in the ineffable worlds. The worlds, you know, love is ineffable, and soul is ineffable, and truth, you feel it. The feeling spaces are my spaces. I know by my feelings deeply, and it's just what is. I'm very intuitive. And I think that that makes my photography what it is, and also the capacity to be a facilitator of a teen talking circle requires tremendous amount of, it requires doing your own self-work, which deepens oneself to one's truth, and then being in that truth, listening for what the intuition inside is saying, and of course saying, you know, I may be wrong, but this is what I'm feeling. And I think that that's, you know, that's a great deal of what has been missing for me in the gender relationships, especially back when I first started my work with women and feminism and women's empowerment. You know, we were saying to our brothers and boyfriends, you know, we want you to feel us more, feel, you know, and deepen in your sense of your own capacities to feel. But of course, that was also very dangerous, because if you felt, and if you were feeling, a feeling man, you were considered weak. And if you were weak, you were considered to be like a girl. And if you were like a girl, that was the worst thing you could be called. So all those qualities that women have developed over time, especially women who have decided to become mothers, to have to feel what someone else is going through became dangerous, you know, was dangerous for men to do. I think that's changed so much since my teenage years. Thank goddess
Let me give you, a little example of how what we put out into the world, no matter how befoiled, really, excuse me, does have an effect. So Sally Quinn wrote a book called Finding Magic, and it's her spiritual memoirs that are good. But on a true level, it did. Everything we do goes into the memosphere, it did expand the conversational range. So for a moment, because I played a fairly large role in that book, so invited to the kind of truly privileged grown-up media power elite of Washington, and I couldn't get into any conversation. So I went back onto the back porch, and I won't name names, but I was talking to somebody who'd been a very, significantly grown-up politician, governor of, and his beautiful wife, and she said, we talk politics, and then we go into the Pisces realm. She said, well, I always had visions, and as a little girl, and you know, imagine fairies, and I suppose that's, and I still do, and I suppose that's a bad thing. And I go, no, that's a Pisces thing. She goes, I am a Pisces. And then this very grown-up looking politician guy, important guy, said, I'm like that too. And when I met my beloved, I knew I couldn't approach her in a glumpy way, but I had to have the magic part of me woo the magic part of her and approach her as though she was to be respected as a magical woodland nymph. Well, no, that's really, anyway. So we go, right, expanding, we're giving everyone more permission. And exactly as you say, you know, and this is for everybody, you know, the you part is so welcome, but the deep-souled Pisces part of everybody, Neptune, dreams, vision, how a culture tells itself its own stories, and Pisces transiting many of your Pisces planets, you rascal, Linda Wolf. And it says, you are welcome. And then by that extension, what comes through you is a welcoming. And we do reach out to all the Mars and Venus within us all. They are squared now, but it's the positive Yang Mars in Aquarius be dancing with the spicy sorceress Venus in Scorpio. And this is also part of, you know, for everybody, you know, it's within us all, but for women, you know, even in, you know, metaphysics and astrology in the Middle Ages, the men priesthood, because, you know, leave people unattended and they'll create a priesthood and an orthodoxy, and then we just have to dissolve it. But they did not like Venus in Scorpio where it is now. They said it was too powerful for a woman. Right, you know, or too sensitive for a guy, too powerful for a woman, and so we want to dissolve all that because it says, you know, you and through the particular beauty of you, your unique experimental self, and through all of us, it's like everybody more permission for goodness and for magic and for collaborating, not believing and being disappointed, but you know, there we go. So yes. There we have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It offers us a chance to feel what freedom feels like as we are able to be our whole selves, be our true selves, be everything. I used to love that song. I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, I'm a witch, I'm a lover, I'm a this, I'm a that, you know, it was a pop song, because we are all of everything, and when men and women and girls and boys and all mixed up whatevers we call ourselves intersexually, when we just discover we're all of it all, it's such a freeing, and when we're given permission to be all of it all, is so freeing, and we can then really deepen into love and to compassion.
Right, and to paint a picture of what that looks like, again, where your photographs come into play. So we tease it from the abstract, which is fairly Yang, into the sensual. There's the image and the kinship. And as blessed teammate Mitch Jesuit says, signing off in the last hour, something to the gist of, you know, altruism is self-interest. I mean, we're all in this dream together. So I think let me introduce what I was saying to you backstage about cooperators are standing by, and here's what's heartening. As we began this show, there was only some small pixie kerfuffle, but we roll with everything. 28 plus Libra is the midheaven, the antenna into the collective, and its image is men toiling in a dark pit, a woman calmly lowers a rope. And it's one of my favorite images because it's like, oh, yoo-hoo, oh, boys, you know, here's a rope. You can climb out anytime you want. Wait, I got stuff to do. Let me tie it to a tree. And I think that's something we want to animate now, going, oh, those who've maybe sold their souls or who are working off of expediency, here's a rope. Here's a rope. You can climb up out of this thing. You know, so magnetize, you know, animate, you know, entice, you know. You know, we say, oh, here's the horror, here's the way out, here's the larger thing, here's an invitation to your goodness. And it's in keeping with the image for the sun today, which is coal miners emerging from a dark pit into sunlight. And we go, we've got a theme here. So it's the power of art. You know, this Libra season is the incarnation of Venus, the power of magnetizing to dance with Mars, the power of animating. Right? And so part of it says, you know, dedicated acts of beauty invite power into the world as a template. So do you feel that? Is that part of also what you engage with the teen parts of ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started talking backstage, I said, you said to me to think about goddesses and mythological characters from literature and lore. And I did some research in between our talking and now, and I came upon about 12 to 15 goddesses, mythological characters who actually, each one female expresses a different characteristic. And Inanna, Astarte, Ishtar, you know, she's the archetype who symbolizes the seductress, the powerful seductress. So she uses her female persuasion to her advantage. And what I'm coming to understand over time is that there's a time and place, of course, we know for everything, but that oftentimes if we use kindness and patience and reflect back to someone what they're saying by really truly listening to them and allowing them to get the feeling that they are being heard, people then listen more carefully to us. And then we can express ourselves. I've come to realize for myself that by taking 100% responsibility in all my relationships to the best of my ability, because being wabi-sabi, you know, imperfect, impermanent, and incomplete, I'm going to fail all the time. But when I can succeed in doing this, I can create relationships with people that I completely disagree with, and we don't have to be friends, but we can hear each other and possibly share with each other something that'll bring us closer to a connection, a human connection, where we connect to the humanness of each other and our longings for the best.
Right, and part of the magic of the story of now, in which we're all swimming and dancing and having our being, you know, is there's Mercury, the power on behalf of beauty, that beauty is stronger than cruelty. And I would just say, just for the fun of it, Inanna, not so much a seductress as a magnetizer. The seductress is kind of a patriarchal term, just for the fun of it, because the wrathful Dakinis are, let's say all mythic figures are metaphoric animations of intrinsic intelligence in nature. So the wrathful Dakinis that we're calling on now and Monday night and forevermore and for this election, whatever, come on in, they represent that in nature which metabolizes poison. So it's said that they take the poison of anger and cook it into the tonic of wrath, which is fierce protection of the community. And they take the poison of seduction, because it's, you know, and cook it into the tonic of magnetism, bring everything alive, right? And mm-hmm. And that's what's, you know, here and available. And Mercury quintiles Saturn. Let me bring this in so we can fill up our canoes with our co-imaginative conjuring. Saturn is rising in the east now, in the East Bay. It's back to that great spooky image, a party of campers packing their canoe at twilight, the ability to navigate dark water. And it quintiles Mercury. So it says, for everybody listening and to and fro betwixt us in reciprocal blessing, you know, may we have this irresistible eloquence. But quintiles, as I just learned from my great astro ally, Sylvia Hanley. Hi there. Quintiles also are the capacity to open portals, right? And so your photographs and art and our conversing and this radio station, may it be, and the Visionary Activist Show, may it be that we open portals. We believe nothing. We entertain possibilities, but we open portals. And so part of it is, well, who do we want to see in our canoes as we're packing our canoes at twilight, headed into darker water, you know? And absolutely, we are venturing into the dark, and it's whoops, yes, all right, whatever, wherever my never mind, the dark has eaten my notes. Never mind, notes are overrated. Okay, so there's a beautiful thing that I want to, you know, toss back and forth, which is Mercury in Libra, which is about solicitousness and kindness. You know, as a quintile to Saturn, we're packing our canoes at twilight, headed into dark water, and Saturn quintiles Neptune, transiting your chart, in Pisces. So it says the mythological is especially eager to be invited into the canoe, right, by what we're talking about now. And so, you know, just to and fro, we go, you know, and that includes positive yang, positive feminine, equal spiciness, you know, Carl Jung with a duck on his head or holding a world egg, you know, just whimsy. We want our mad whimsy as well. And, you know, King Arthur returned from Avalon, where he's been taking Pilates lessons for centuries, you know, Haijan the Conqueror from the south, and you know, and sure, Inanna, wrathful Dakinis I'm particularly fond of. They are eager to be invited, you know, and I was wondering, because I like to turn everything into a blessing, but not be too, you know, nice about it, because the word nice comes from nescient, which means ignorant. But I think let tyranny be terrified. I think that's okay. I think that's a blessing. You know, let's invite the wrathful Dakinis to chase tyranny out of every heart, because you're missing the whole point of life. You. So does that amuse you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so grateful to know you, Carolyn, because you expand my consciousness greatly.
Ah, well, it is an aspiration, but again, it's all being my Libra self. We all need each other. This to and fro, this conversing. You know, there is a part of me and a part of the show and a part of whatever that we do come alive in conversing, you know, and with your beautiful Pisces self and your dedication to the power of story and the power of teens. And, you know, and that, you know, and part of my, you know, we go, it's no one thing. You know, we want everybody. We want the awakened imagination of everybody, and certainly the honoring of the Parkland youth. Oh, dragons, a lot of them born in 2000, just, and Stormy Daniels and Dr. Ford. And, you know, I mean, we want this mad brew, and Linda Wolf, what a great name, destiny a name. Wolves are great leaders. And we go, right, we want everybody. We want to extend this invitation and move our default setting, like as though we were a spicy, dangerous in a good way wolf coyote mix, the divine bowing down in front of us, dangerous in a good way, going woof woof, want to play. And we go, we want to play with big supportive forces, because the fate of the earth is, and we want to look straight into the horror, because it's like, ah, woof, and wondering, you know, about evil and redemption. I'm very big on the possibility of redemption. I love the movie The Lives of Others. It's about how the sociopathic heart can bloom again. And it's a brilliant movie made in a dedicated way. And so maybe we also want to extend, you know, Venus extends in all of us, extends that invitation, going, your heart can come alive even at the last minute, right? I mean, do you feel like spiraling forth, you know, some of your more, I don't know, any vision you want to go into the Capitol? What do you want to spiral into the Capitol, or, you know,
well,
or the canoes?
I definitely, yeah, definitely want to spiral into the Capitol, the capacity for people to get along. I'm so sick and tired of us being at war, of us being at war with each other, at war with ourselves.
Right,
but
I do, I do want to play because it is sort of my beat. You know, so many of our team say I'm sick and tired. And I go, oh, let's not bespell ourselves. I'm so aroused by the injustice before me that it's like, well, anyway, just for the fun of it. But yeah, we want to spiral in this. But that's part of, you know, all of our play, again, power of language and metaphor. And anyway, but feel free to be sick and tired if you want. But I just have
I would rather be able to say it the way that you just said it. I just have to start thinking in those ways. I'm used to being a fighter, and that, you know, that's probably a detriment. But from, you know, all of the protest and the struggles back in the 60s and the just abhorrent, aghast at what was in front of my face as a young woman and all of the various ways in which sexism, racism, and all of it played out, I became quite a fighter for, you know, standing up, speaking out, protesting. And I think that I've lost some of my ability to find the language that you're using and actually live it out. I still feel re-triggered by these things that are going on right now.
I just, for the fun of it, I want to throw a lot of things into the cauldron, like triggered. Triggered. I just want to throw triggered in, just for the fun of it, going right. And then for all of us, and all of this meant is woof woof, want to play. But it's like right for the evolutionary assignment before all of us, you know, and absolutely all included. We're all equally befoibled beings here. But the dementors, those who are actually trained in esoterica, we've spoken about this for many months on the show, thanks to Gary Lachman and his book, you know, Dark Star Rising, Magic and Power in the Era of Trump. The Bannons, and Bannon was looking just frighteningly good on Bill Maher, like he had a decent haircut and suit, and it's like, they are trained in the power of images. They have contempt for truth and the weak, which they also include nature and all of that. They thrive on conflict. They love it when we are fighting. Now, here's you know, this is a conversation. And so with myself and with others, I say, well, do you feel less sick and tired if you replace the word fight with dance? We've been dancing with these issues for so long. Now, we know mainstream politicians are maybe not going to go for this, but in our backstage, because here we all are, team backstage, you know, just experiment, say, well, what does the different word invoke or make us feel like? You know, and even the kind of struggle dynamic, and we go, right. So I'm going for coyotes, ravens, seeds that sprout after cataclysm, you know, resilience with wit, because remember, coyotes follow humans laying traps, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, secretly, and then they dig up the traps when the humans have moved on, they spring them with a stick, and then just for attitudinal, witty art form, they pee all over them. No. We go, right, that's one of our strategies. Let's look at the traps. Oh, you know, be like coyotes, no problem, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, we're going to dig them up, spring them so they don't hurt anybody, and then we're going to pee all over them. Yeah, that's right. So I like this repertoire of our dynamic, and the Mars-Venus thing. I love teammate Jenny B. at a festival. She had taken bullet casings, Mars, and filled them with bee pollen, sacred to Venus. And you know, and it had really interesting effect. You know, there was an undercover cop who came up and wanted to bust her. And, you know, like, oh, he was selling me drugs. No. And then he said, what's that? I tell this story a lot, but I love it so much. Hi, Jenny B. He pointed to the bullet casings with bee pollen, and she shook some bee pollen into his hand, and he tasted it, maybe suspecting drugs, and walked away. And then he turned around, and he strode back towards her with his hand out, and he said, I want to apologize for my boorish behavior. And she was blown away, and I go, this is so great. This is part of our Venusian Dancing with Mars strategy, which is the oppressor, unbeknownst to the oppressor, is actually seeking the medicine of what he oppresses. I mean, these are pathetic, you know, tyranny is compensatory weeniedom. These are needy, you know, mama's boy's tyrannical tantrum toddler emblem guys in the mystery play and go, but so the guy thought he wanted to bust this person, but really what he wanted was the Venusian sacrament of bee pollen. And, you know, with our chart here, woman, men in a dark pit, woman calmly lowers a rope. And that's for everybody, men and women, you know, it's all within us. And coal miners emerging from a dark pit and, you know, there's a canoe and all that kind of stuff. So I love that, you know, that you, as a dedicated artist and part of your craft in storytelling and photography, you know, that's a healing balm. You know, let us be the balm, B-A-L-M. That's a healing balm, and to, you know, invite that. So in the teen circles that you have loved to convene and continue, it's equal, you know, boys and girls, men and women, right?
It can be. The gender talks are boys and girls, and then men and women can do their own circles. We usually work, the way that our organization works is we train adults to work with teens in circle through giving them the experience of what it's like to be teens in circle again by bringing themselves as teens to the facilitator training. They get to look at what they carry from their own teen years. So, yeah, we work with adults to learn how to be facilitators by going into that place themselves. But mostly we work with girls' circles alone, guys' circles alone, and then have mixed-gender circles where they hear each other and then can come to understand what the other is going through.
I am now drawn to be responsible to my station and my show to do pitching, but I do want to, we will have Monday night when you are guest presenter, guest co-cahooter at the Trickster Training Council for, you know, full jolly further unfurling, which would be wonderful. And let me just say that we are here in Fun Drive at KPFA because it's so crucial, and the moon in Leo at 14 plus Leo, Mardi Gras pageantry fills the streets, is KPFA's Pluto, right? It's mission unfolding before it. So Trickster Training Council seasonal membership, and Linda Wolf will be a guest on Monday night. It's by phone or web, and it's every Monday at 6 p.m. West Coast time, and it's recorded, and it's got lots of fun things, and we play to and fro, you know, about cultivating and strategy and animating the desirable and the thought forms and being like Dion Fortune in World War II, where the British government asked all the witches to weave a spell of protection across the land. We're kind of doing that. So you can join Linda and me this Monday, and then you can have 3 more months for a pledge of $200. And then I'm going to pitch more, but I'm going to reluctantly release you right now, Linda, so I can raise money for the show and the station, so we can keep this thing going and keep toing and froing. But I do want to I do want to honor that what we're talking about right now. You're fabulous. You are, you know, a double Pisces. You're born at the dark of the moon, which is visionary attunement to the future, death of the old, you know, to the new, and you're doing a great job. And your moon and Mercury being a voice for the beautiful, and Neptune, for the first time in 165 years, is right on your moon and Mercury going, you are so welcome, you know, and dissolving all obstacles, right? Because you might have, well, just for the fun of it, you might have, you know, landed in Los Angeles and said, you know, land me in circumstances where I will understand what it's like to have the beautiful, the voice of the beautiful not be welcome. So I will build up my muscle tone. Anyway, so it says you are completely welcome, and everything is unfurling before you, and your rising sign is a white dove descends, bearing a message of peace, and you go, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Listen, I wish you would put out a glossary, because honestly, yes. I learned so much from you in how to turn around some of these terms, which actually then turn around behavior, turn around vibe. It's
right.
I very much wish you would put out a glossary.
you and many people, I'm going to do it by the power of you're pushing the fulcrum, Linda. It's just what I needed. I'm going to put out the trickster, glossary, thesaurus. But glossary is.
I'll bring that into the teen circles, you see.
Yes.
And we'll find new ways of addressing and really describing and naming so that we can bring out what you say, which is to magnetize, you know. It's just
okay.
Perfect.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna magnetize, animate, and spiral forth. All right, I will be speaking with you on Monday night, and so will those. Thank you so much, Linda, and so will those lucky enough to be pledging $200 to join us, Trickster Training Council, for 3 months. It's less expensive than not doing it, really, you know, and that's actually the retail price, you lucky rascals. So that's for a pledge of $200 by calling 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732, or donating online securely at kpfa.org, because we have a really great listenership, and this is the last fund drive for the Visionary Activist Show. And they, you know, KPFA, bless its heart, is carrying the hearings, and, you know, and also just, you know, as you're listening to the hearings, if you do that, bless your heart, we metabolize the poison, just have your altars going, spiral things forth, you know, sympathetic magic, you know, the people who are swing votes have a little pebble on your altar to symbolize them and put a drop of honey on their hearts to sweeten their hearts that they may follow their conscience and not be cast into outer darkness forever, or a studio apartment in Moscow, or whatever the thing is, and, you know, in our malarkey-archy. So we're offering the Trickster Training seasonal membership for a pledge of $200. As I was just playing a little bit with Linda, I am offering, as I have done in the past, you know, again, just for free, because I love this station, I love this show, I love this dedicated listening community. It is so woofy and diverse, and we need each other even more. It's the confluencing of allies, and so on. So I'm giving an astrological reading with me for a pledge of $1,000. Only one. Woo-hoo. And then we also have this fantastic bag by Suzanne DeVeuve, wonderful local artist. And it's a fantastic bag. I have a picture before me. Okay, let me see if I can telepathically convey it to you. It is what she says about it, for the fun of it. It's the two sides reversed in the imagery, butterfly wings. Okay, the side panel is her bio about the power of art. And she says there's a Where's Waldo aspect to the image, as there's a sunset and the butterfly wings, and also Neem Karoli Baba, Ram Dass's teacher, appears 9 times on the bag he's holding and smelling a rosebud. But you don't have to tell people that he's giving his blessings without them knowing. Anyway, so that fantastic bag donated by our community teammate, we love all of our artist allies, you know, is for a pledge of $100. So, and then we also have the Visionary Activist Show tote bag. If fascism arises in the absence of magic, then let magic rise. Purple, $60 donation. So any or all of those things can be yours, you we lucky people. 1-800-439-5732, or online, kpfa.org. 1-800-439-5732, or kpfa.org. We need our many kinds of newses, and we do, without being, we're not Pollyannas, but we want to cultivate our pluck. But also, it is this evolutionary dynamic that humans, you know, we cannot possibly solve the horrors that in which we've been complicit, in which we've imposed on our beautiful planet by ourselves. It's by ourselves that got us into this pickle. You know, and it's really a willingness to cooperate with nature's guiding genius in myriad ways. And, you know, I should also say I will be coming out to the home team in California on October 18th at Open Secret, where it is the confluencing of allies at this time of dire beauty, astro, mytho, political talk, ritual, diagnosis of the horror. And that will be, you know, again, October 18th, 7:30 p.m. At Open Secret. And then Bioneers, which, see, like KPFA, radio is free. Bioneers is offering my talk with fantastic musicians Friday, October 19th for free. Friday, October 19th, 9 p.m., Marin Civic Center Exhibition Hall, with fantastic allies Sonia Draculich and Brianna DiMara of Stella Mara, with this beautiful portal opening magic that we can really do magic together. And so those are my public service announcements. And now back to, again, the station here. We do have a match, an anonymous donor from Pescadero who will match $500. And we go, okay, let's go, team. This is a powerful time. We really need each other to, you know, in reciprocal blessing, because it is such a conniption fit inducing, you know, horror and cartoon and just, if we only had one lens with which to look at it. Now, that one lens is important, Remember, we all have a magic mirror. We hold up the secular part of us, very important, holds up a mirror and goes, oh, my, it's horrible, which is true. And then our trickster selves, here we are, dedicated to this which allies with nature, that likes against all odds, there we go, okay, that backs up Dr. Ford and says, no, this investigation will never be over until we have true justice. It can shapeshift into many forms, you know, and we invoke trickster, let those abusing power be moved to a place they can no longer harm themselves by harming others. Poof! You know, send it out there, team. Ashe. A little ashe in your car, ashe in your house, going, may it be so. And let tyranny be terrified. So, again, we are offering these enticements, these thank you gifts. The phone room also asks for volunteers. You can just show up. But you're pledging for our defiant, jaunty pluck in the face of horror and injustice. But it's an evolutionary dynamic that the Dementors, they do horrible things, horrible conniption fit, evil, cruel things. They run on cruelty and misery, and they especially feed on hot conflict and polarity. So they do things that arouse us, like, and that's natural. That's the mirror part. But then it behooves us to alchemize that into desire, into magnetism, into, you know, inviting everyone to the Renaissance, going, come on over here, lest, you know, please don't feed the Dementors. And one of the ways we suck the chi out of the Dementors and exhale it into the desirable animation is by pledging to the Visionary Activist Show. What the hell? We've been on the air, I was saying 23 years, but it's actually 22. It's September 5th, 1996. There we go, one for each tarot arcana. And you can pledge, we give you thank you gifts. Any amount is completely welcome. Any amount is completely welcome. We do have a $500 match on the table, anonymous donor from Pescadero, a place of fishing. A kind of a Pisces thing. So let's go for that. Let's go for that. So, you know, in the past, I have offered, you know, astrological reading with me for this wild card amount of $1,000, because it's fun to have that amount of funding come in. Whew, and really great. But every time, sometimes people have got it and given it to friends, you know, it's always been a great ally. And I do have to say, I'm doing my best one-on-one kind of work. We do it by phone or by Zoom. Really great. So I would go to me. I wish I could go to me. So we're offering one, only one astrological reading with me, and we will give you top scheduling priority as well as a valued, treasured teammate. And, you know, come up and say hi at Open Secret and Bioneers as well. So that's for a pledge of $1,000. We're offering Trickster Training Council seasonal membership. What is that? You can go to trickstertraining.com if you want more. I'm not going to slow down to fully describe it, but it's again, every week we convene with crafting, strategy crafting, language crafting, mythological literacy, you know, the structure, you know, bringing everything, applied pragmatic mysticism, everything we've ever studied, and how do we tease this into, you know, actually making the world better. So that's for a pledge of $200 for 3 months. We have the Visionary Activist Show tote bag. If fascism arises in the absence of magic, then let magic rise. And we remember that magic is simply a willingness to cooperate with everything. So that bag, purple, very cute. I use mine all the time, for a pledge of $60. We have Suzanne DeVerve's fantastic tote bag. It's really beautiful and wonderful original art by local artists. So you're supporting, you know, you're honoring her work. She's kindly donated this to KPFA, as I have kindly donated 22 years of my life to this beautiful show, and which produces not payment, but enormous wealth. And the enormous wealth is in ingenious solutions, the many guests that we've had over the years. Critique and solution. You know, again, magic mirror. Here's what's horrible. Here's what can be done. Here we can do this thing. So we need this more than ever to pluck ourselves up, absolutely. So yes, again, we have anonymous donor from Pescadero who will match $500. Let's go for that. It would be really great if somebody was going to do the wild card, the astrological reading with me, priority scheduling, for a pledge of $1,000. Anything that you want to contribute now is completely welcome. $5, $100, $83, $22, you know, but again, anything we do that we imbue with dedication gives us power. By the pledging of this $230, may, you know, the high priestess, the empress, and the fool dance together. May the voices of different kinds of heartening news, you know, spiral forth. May all, you know, hear what they need to hear to bring themselves back, scrape themselves off from the floor. And as David Grimes says, if we're not having fun, we're just not serious enough. And we go, oh. He said that to me at another dark political moment when I really was on the floor, and it was like, ugh. But it was rousing, but also I had to, or I got to get up and do radio show, and we will do things for the team and for others that we might not do for ourselves. And this is a positive part of humans. You know, I remember a client, you know, who was in a dangerous relationship, as we're in a very dangerous relationship to democracy, you know, or to the threat to democracy right now. And she couldn't leave it for all the reasons we understand. But then I go, okay, we understand. But all women in your similar circumstance are counting on you. And she was like, really? Really? Whoa. Oh, kick butt. Wrathful Dakinis came on in. She was like, really? The team's counting on me. Well, then. Pff, went home, kicked the guy out, got a restraining order. Rah, 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 rah. So we say to all of us, you know, the entire team, you know, of everything we love is counting on us. Right, the dogs, the cats, and pledge for your dogs and cats, and the people who listen from prison, because we have a great, you know, prison imprisoned listenership, and also people on the streets who are homeless also listen to this show because they like the symbolic mythology, because we speak that language, as well as a wide diverse of ingenious solutions and movers and shakers and pioneers, people who are gathering, and you know, all of that. And we go, we want everybody. And we want to compost, you know, our, you know, anything in our team, self and team, of our addiction to finger wagging, disappointment, going, ah, I knew it wouldn't work. And we go, no, because the word condescension means we all go down together. And so we are teasing, you know, how do we tease into Visionary Activist Show, into KPFA, into Pacifica, into our communities, actual democracy and ally etiquette of treating each other well. And that's part of our dedication. Not nice, spicy, trickster, you know, whatever. But again, trickster says, if we treat each other as allies, there we go, then the rate of synchronicity increases dramatically. And that's part of that dynamic. So, team, the numbers, 1-800-439-5732. And any amount is completely welcome and is nutrient-rich and will be restored to you, and you know, and a hundredfold of trickster blessings coming back at you. But also for a pledge of $200, you can join us this Monday, but also for 2 months on Trickster Training Council seasonal membership for $200. You can have one only, I think it's still there, astrological reading with me by phone or Zoom. Really great. Just, I'm so enjoying, because everybody, as we dive deeply and convene the council of each person I work with, everybody really wants to cultivate and contribute their gifts to the world in a manner that is replenishing at this time of dire beauty. We want the whole team fluffed up, energized, animated. And part of the beauty of the mythological, astrological language is endogenous. We know the wonderful word endogenous. It means, you know, we have receptors for cannabis. We have a whole huge part of entheogenic sacraments, part of the Visionary Activist Show. So we have receptors for cannabis and DMT, but we also have mythological receptors, you know, things that have been dusty that we were shamed out of addressing, right? And that's part of the value of this show. Whatever we speak to in each other is the part of each other we are feeding and animating and magnetizing and nourishing. So even, it doesn't matter, science and myth belong, they love each other, but anybody's attitude about myth or astrology, it doesn't matter. It's a language of what it is to be a cultivated person and to contribute one's gifts to the community. So, you know, in keeping with that, we cultivate that with Trickster Training Council membership, 3 months for a pledge of $200 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. We have a really great audience. We have listeners in South Africa. Hi there. Australia, Japan, across this country. You know, it's really diverse and wonderful, so we're encouraging everyone. And I'm not hearing anything from the phone room. Hello, hello. I think we still have a pledge of $500 on the table, which would be really great. Let's go for that. I'm not seeing anything. Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? I'm not seeing anything on the magic screen coming back in, but this to and fro. So again, as thank you gifts, we're offering 3 months of Kahooting with me on Monday nights. It's also recorded, so you can have access to many, many things, and private counsel Kahooting, so you can Kahoot with like-minded people and experiment. You know, who brought what to this renaissance? You know, we know that dominance is in its horrific sunset blooming, unmasked in its nakedness. So how do we keep ourselves plucked up? And we go, Trickster Training Council is one way, you know, for a pledge of $200, the Visionary Activist Show tote bag, if fascism arises in the absence of magic, then let magic rise, for a pledge of $60, one only astrological reading with me, for a pledge of $1,000. That would help with the $500 match. Again, come on, team. And then Suzanne DeVeuve, who has kindly donated this beautiful, fabulous tote bag full of art, and it's much larger. It's a printed tote bag for a pledge of $100. And we know that altruism is self-interest. We want to keep this network and keep this show going. It is the confluencing of all allies at this time of dire beauty. So again, the numbers are 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. So, you know, and if you call in now, we have about a minute, team. You know, I would love to thank you on air, woof, 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 and even afterwards as well. So again, you know, part of the dynamic, and we look at KPFA's, you know, chart. It wants to come alive. It wants to be flush. That would be really good. We're heading into the hearings. We want to cover these things. It's really crucial. Yes, again, one more time, 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org for Trickster Training Council for $200, for the Visionary Activist Show bag for $60, for an astrological reading with me for $1,000. And thank you so much, Lucretia Burton, a wonderful board op, and the whole team at KPFA and the adorable allies in the phone room. I'm Caroline Casey, and you can find out schedule and more ways to Kahoot, coyotenetworknews.com. Thank you, team.